Siyata Dishmaya, we're picking up in Simin Kuf Gimel, Si'if Gimel. In Si'if Beis, there is a Ramah that we're only going to do Mirtz Hashem on Wednesday. But right now, we're going straight to Siyata Dishmaya to Si'if. One more thing before Si'if Gimel, the end of Si'if Beis in the Mechaber. It's one more thing in the Mechaber that we didn't discuss. And that is that we saw the Mechaber says, Bamedvar Mamurim Shepogem Mitchilosav Atzofa. Avul Mishpiach Ulbsof Pogem, O Pogem Ulbsof Hishpiach, Osur. So if we have an instance where you have something that was Pogem from the beginning to the end, that's going to be considered a Dover HaPogem. But if you have something that starts off as a Dover Shevach, and in the end it becomes pogum. Or something starts out pogum, and in the end it becomes mushpach. So then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be asur. That would be not considered a dover hapogim. So the punchline of the mechaber is that you need something to be pogim mitchiloso va'atzofo. It needs to be pogim from the beginning to the end. Now that in itself is a little bit hard to understand. Why does it need to be pogim mitchiloso v'atzofo? In other words, if you have a case that it was mashpiach ulubesof pogim, so then in such a case, now it's pogim. If now it's pogim, so then why would we say that the halacha is altered? Why would there be a change in the status of this din? So in regards to that question, we're going to see shortly how to deal with that problem. But let's take a look in the meantime in the Shach. So it says the Shach in Sifkatan Zayin, O Pogem Sof Ishbiach Asur, says the Shach, Pirish Achar Shishbiach. When do we say that's Asur? That's only Asur after it's Mashbiach. Avo Kodem Shishbiach Mutar. So the Shach discusses if you have a case of Pogem Ulub Sof Ishbiach, so then at the time that is Pogem, so then, if you froze at that moment and you had hana, so then such a case, and the Chaver says that's going to be mutter. Even though it's possible they'll become mushpach afterwards, kiven the hashta pogim, since now it is going to be pogim. And the Shach brings an interesting raya that we will in Mirtz Hashem pick up with shortly, because that was Sif Gimel that we'll see in a moment. Okay, now here. The Shach's opinion is an interesting shita. If you take a look at the Ber Heitev quotes that the Pri Chadash disagrees. The Pri Chadash in Sifkatan Ches. The Ber Heitev quotes at the end of Sifkatan Zayin. Pri Chadash Chalko v'kasvo af kodem sheyashpiach asur. The Pri Chadash says that even if prior to being mashpiach, it's going to be asur. In other words, the Pri Chadash holds, it's asur even when it is pogum, because in the future it is going to be mashpiach. Now, the svara of the Pri Chadash seems to be as follows. And in many ways, the Pri Chadash's svara is going to be clearer. The Gemara already related to this discussion of ushpiach ulubsof pogum. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef that quotes this Gemara, and with that we'll be able to understand what is the machlokus between the Shach and the Pri Chadash. Take a look in the Beis Yosef in Beis Dibar Bamedvar Mamurim Shepoga Mitchilas Vesofo. Says the Beis Yosef in the first line, V'din Zem Mevur Be'avod Zardach Samach Zayinam Aleph Disnan Kol She'eno Bahanaso Benosein Tam Mutter. If it doesn't give off positive time, it's mutter. What's the Gemara's example? Kigon hachomet shenafel grisin. If you have wine that falls into grisin. Grisin are ground legumes. So the halacha is Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel loishanu ela shenafel atoch grisin roschin. If it falls in when it is hot, so then in such a case that would be example of nosein tam lefgam. But it works in the following way. Wine it depends on whether it's hot or cold, whether it's good for the crushed legumes. Now these crushed legumes, I thought of a mushel, it's not the exact same thing, would be oatmeal. You have oatmeal. So oatmeal, Quaker oatmeal. Quaker oatmeal tastes good if you put in hot water. This is mushel ma davadoma. It's not exactly the same halachic categories. But if you put in hot water, it's good. If you put in cold water, then it's bad. So similarly, but in the inverse, hot wine was bad, cold wine is going to be good. So therefore, hot wine, lo shal shnav tel kwisin roskin, avon nafla sal kwisin sonanin, vihir sichan, so then, right, so cold is good and hot is bad, as we said, so then the halacha is that would be considered hishpiach ulebesov pogem. So the Gemara says to us that it has to be pogem the entire time. If it's mashpiach and then pogem, so then in such a case, that is going to be problematic. It's not going to have no dinum nosin tamka. What's the svara, the simple reading of the Gemara? And this is how the Pri Chadosh is going to learn. Pri Chadosh is going to learn as follows. It's not called nosin tam lufgam until it's entirely negative. Once you're able to find a shtick positive in it, so then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So says the Pri Chadosh, that's this halacha. This halacha from this Gemara is that it's not considered a full pogum unless it's pogum legami. The problem is within the shach, because the shach says like this. The shach says, if it was ishpiach, ulubsof pogum, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be considered a dover hashevach, because it started out as dover hashevach. But if it's pogum ulubsof ishpiach, so then at the moment that it was pogem, then it's going to still be a nosin tam lefgam. It's only not going to be a nosin tam lefgam if it's sofo lahashpiach. So the question is, what's the shach svara? At the moment that it was pogem, it should be considered fine. And if you're going to say because it's not going to be considered a full pogem because it's going to be sofo lahashpiach, so then why is it that when it comes to the case of the inverse, where you have ishpiach l'besof pogem, there in such a case it's not considered no same time l'fgam. At that moment, it is pogem. Everybody follow the kasha and the shach? You hear what we're bothered by? Okay, yes. Sure, absolutely. In a case of where you have, according to the shach, let's do the shach inside. Shach says, o pogem l'besof ishpiach is aser. In other words, it's not considered no same time l'fgam. Why? But prior to Ishbiach, it's going to be mutter. Since now it's pogum. So our kasha is, if that's so, then what's the problem of mashpiach l'b'sof pogum? At that moment, it's considered pogum. And if you're going to say to me that's because it was originally mashpiach, so too, when it comes to the other case. In the inverse as well, we should say that when it's pogum, it's okay, and when it's mashpiach, it's not okay, and therefore, by ishpiach, l'b'sof pogum, it should be mutter. According to the Pri Chadosh, it's not a problem, because as we read the Gemara, you could easily read the Gemara as saying that when you have something that's mashpiach, l'b'sof pogum, it's not a full pogum. And when you have pogum, l'b'sof mashpiach, it's not a full pogum. So then I understand, according to Pri Chadosh, it's fine, but according to the other shitas, it's going to be difficult. According to the Shach, it's going to be difficult. So this led Rav Soloveitchik to say a fascinating yesod that I want to plant the seed, and Imir Tzeh Hashem, you'll grow many other things with it as well. And I'm just giving you just the starting point. It appears both in the Shiurei Arav as well as in Rav Shechter's Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon. It's halfway through the booklet. And actually, in this case, well, both Shirei Rav and Bikvei Atzon are Rav Shechter, but Shirei Rav were redone by Rav Koningsberg. In this case, for our purposes, the Bikvei Atzon is even clearer than the Shirei Rav. And here, just to repeat the question, we can even repeat the question again. It's halfway through on page Kufnun Alf and Bikvei Atzon, right in the beginning. Yishpiach l'b'sof pogum. That's how Rav Shechter starts off. Maimer Yisodos Be'inyone Taruvos. Let's start 7 lines from the bottom. Ayin sham b'shach. Ayin sham b'shach sukkotan zayin. The pogim sof ha-shliach ha-maychol rak osel ha-achash ha-shliach. Avokoz man shu nosin tam lefgam hu mutter. Any darn snow sit town of gans mutter udvar of tsarch lahavin. The imkain my time up be shpiach lipsof pogum lo yin mutter lachar zman. If you're going to say that you were rested at the time of pogum, and so at that time it's considered pogum, so too, if it's a shpiach lipsof pogum, so now it's pogum, and you ignore the shpiach. According to the prichadash, I understand, then such a case, the whole thing is not considered pogum if it's bashpiach, but here that's not going to happen. The imkain my time is shpiach lipsof pogum lo yin mutter. The bishlem adasa prichadash to be nishtei pigimah tchilat sof shaper muvan achladasa shach the lekadin shin kazeh. So what's the pshat? That's the kasha. Zach, what do you want to say?
I was just going to ask.
Sure.
If we could read the daik and the lashon and the shach that says mutar af pisha efsher
sheish
b'ladarkach.
Right.
Supposed to mean maybe.
Maybe if you know for sure that's going to be mashpiach, then maybe the halacha. Well, the prichadash didn't understand that way, and the Be'er Heitiv doesn't understand it. And they say the Isser Heter also. Take a look at the Be'er Heitiv Zayin. I like what you're asking. It's nice. It's a nice diuk. But take a look at Be'er Heitiv. Kasa shach daf ka'achash ishbiach asur. So there he doesn't make you the exact one. To say maybe it's only in a case of where you're not sure if it's going to be pogam b'self. But if you're going to be sure it's pogam b'self, then he'll agree with the prichadash. But it doesn't sound that way, and it sounds like this is what I don't understand. So Rav Soloveitchik said a massive chiddush that really is not local to Dim Nosin Tam Lufgam, but it's kedai for all to us to know. And that is that he held that you need bitol bitchilas hataruvos. You could only have bitol if that bitol is legitimate when the taruvos happened. If the bitol did not take at the place at the original meeting of the taruvos, then it's too late because the taruvos is already defined by its outset. Ubir bazeh morenu hadrid salvechik the kan is bar klal mechudash the bechol mokum sheish taruvos isav hetav anurotsim ladon aleshi is batal isabrov. Whenever we want to be mivatal isabrov, the aim bittel al tchilas taruvos. There isn't a bittel. You can only rely on bittel by the tchilas taruvos. Vimlon is patel. If mitchilas ataruvos, al shuv lo yispatel acharze, then you can't have bittel afterwards. So that's the pshat over here. Over here, the pshat is as follows. The kasha on the shach was, you shach say that the halacha is that if it's pogame, ulub sofish shpiach, but it's now in the state of pogame, it's batel. And the fact that it's going to be in the future, mashpiach, is not going to hurt it adversely. So who cares if it was a shpiach before? If now it's pogum, it's fine. You look in the present shach. So the answer is that the shach holds that you need a bittul b'tchilas hataruvos. If it started out as a shpiach, the reason why it's a problem is because there wasn't a bittul b'tchilas hataruvos. It was fine. It didn't have the bittul of no same tam lufgam. Vameivin yavin, Rav Shechter concludes Simin Chafei by saying this only works according to the Rajba's understanding of Nosin Tam Lufgam. According to Ran's understanding, and he develops a lot more based on this, but that's how it would work. You could take a look over there. That's not absolutely critical. But this is a beautiful Yisod. We're probably not going to stop at it, so just if you take a look, now maybe is our opportunity to digress and just take a look at Simin Kuvav, and see how Rav Soloveitchik used that as well in another context, because we're probably not going to learn that. Yes, Shua?
If you think about, like, some of the Yiruach and the Taruvos,
right.
I'm saying, don't we usually say it's not the aim anymore? That would change the status now, don't
you? Right. Was that bittel? Is that a question of bittel? Is that what's going on? Is there bittel?
Originally, we can't say because it's Nikar.
Right, but is that called bittel? You're saying later on there was bittel. What Reb Shlomo's answering is that maybe you could argue that wasn't called the taruvos because it was nikar, wasn't called the taruvos. So here you have a taruvos, but you're not having bittel because it's a davar shevach.
Why wouldn't we call it a taruvos?
That is your case a case that it was a davar nikar?
So it's nikar.
Oh, that's a lamdas we've discussed in the past. The chatichar u'il iskaved, for example. And beria is not called a mixture. They stand out. They're not considered a mixture. Interesting point. Okay. In Sin Kuvav Sif Aleph, there's a lot of consternation. In fact, someone just sent Rav Nemtzal this question. connected to this. In Sim, beginning of Sim Kuvav Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says as follows: Chaticha shebole iser, if you have a chaticha that absorbed iser, the shenaflik deira eino seres alfi cheshvan iser sheba. Absorbed iser, so then it doesn't aser except from that little bit. Shemiyesh b'masha b'kdera mitzuraf ima chaticha atzma shishim kineg iser b'lua ba mutter masha b'kdera. Avla chaticha atzma asura, but the chaticha itself is aser, v'fisha iser sheba eino niflat m'mena l'gamri. So halacha is that if you have, I'm doing this now as an excuse to share with you an extension of this beautiful shtickle Torah and do this halacha as well, because we last time we didn't even do it because we have done most of Kuvav. The halacha is as follows. If you have Iser that falls into a chaticha, so let's say you had a little bit of chalev that falls into the chaticha, so the and then that chaticha falls into a taruvos. So halacha is that that taruvos is going to be mutter. That taruvos is going to be mutter if there is shishim keneged the chalev. But the Mechaber concludes that the chaticha itself is aser because the Iser doesn't leave it in its entirety. So the Achronim are bothered by many different forms of the same question, and that is, but now this chaticha is inside the taruvos. And it's inside the taruvos, this chaticha has a majority that's being mevatel the chalev, and the chalev should be considered as if it doesn't exist, because there's shishim kineged the whole thing. So if you hold of this yisod, that you need bitul betchilas hataruvos, so then this chaticha started out as aser. It didn't start out as being mutter. So that, since there wasn't a bitul on it, betchilas hataruvos, it's true the new taruvos that falls into, the rest of it's going to be mutter, because it was bitul betchilas hataruvos. But this chaticha, since there wasn't shishim keneged achelev, so it can never become mutter. Once it was aser betchilas hataruvos, the tchilas hataruvos was this piece of meat and the chalev, and it wasn't shishim keneged, you can never be matir. That's what Shechter goes on to quote over here. Tov, so this is our halacha pogim sofi shpiach, and the beautiful yisod of the halacha of bitul betchilas hataruvos, that there's much, much written about this. If you take a look, I photocopy Shurei Arav, who has many other nafkaminas. It's a separate maimer called Ein Bitul and L'tchilas HaTaruvos. You could take a look where Soloveitchik used it in many other instances as well. Finally, the Shach concludes with the Raya for Sif Gimel, and that's why I put together Sif Gimel and Sif Beis. Let's take a look at Sif Gimel. We'll learn Sif Gimel first through the eyes of the Shach, and then we'll learn Sif Gimel as a set of halachos by itself. The Mechaber, the Shach says, is going to actually be consistent with what we've just developed. Says the Mechaber, afilu ein koch b'isur levado lufkom, ela yidei dover acher shemisayo. So let's say I have an ingredient. Anybody think of a good example of this? I have something that tastes good, but the isur tastes good, but when you add salt to that isur, so then it tastes bad. It'll give off a bad taste. Maybe we're talking about something that the Iser happens to be quite sweet. And if you added salt to it, then it would give off a bad taste. So says the Mechaber as follows. Afilu ein koch b'isur levad lufkom ela yidei isur dover acher shemisayo, kigon shenafal isur l'kedera sheyesh bo melach l'tavlin meduchin v'lmole ha-melach l'tavlin shebo lo ha-yekoch b'isur lufkom afilu hachi mutter. So I might have had a hava mina, says the Gemara. This is the Gemara of Reish Lakish in Avodah Zarah. I would have had a hava mina that the only time we're going to say that it's pogam is if the Iser intrinsically is pogam. However, if the Iser itself is not pogam, it's only due to salt, and you put in the salt, then maybe in such a case, that would not be considered a dover hapogam, because it's the salt that caused it to be pogam. And we say no. As long as you have the salt there, it's now... Now the salt has ruined the sweet, and now it's just giving off a terrible taste from the iser. The sweet iser is now repugnant. So then, in such a case, halacha is that's going to be mutter. That's this halacha. So says the Shach in Sifkatan Yud Beis, v'hu adin ipcha. The same would apply the inverse. Kishu pogem ipnei she'ein shamelachot tavlin. That if it's pogem because it doesn't have melech otavlin. V'ilu hayasham melech otavlin k'roi loya pogein mutter kima dahashta miya pogein. Now it is pogein. So we look at the now. Now it's pogein. So if you would have the if the melech makes it taste good and it's there, so then in such a case it's going to be usur because there's no pogam. If the melech tastes it bad, makes it taste bad, and the melech is there, then it's going to be mutter because you have a davar pogam. So says the shach, of course it's going to be dependent on whether the salt is there or whether the salt is not, and whether the salt makes it good or whether the salt makes it bad. You look practically, basher usham, wherever it is, right here. Right here, right now. So right here, right now, sometimes salt makes it good, then in such a case it's going to be usur if the salt is in. If the salt makes it bad, only if the salt is going to be in such a case would it be pogam. That's what the shach says. So the shach over here by us, in Sifkat and Zayin, says that's a riot to what he said. That the halach is that if it's pogam, ulib sofa shviyach, but right now it's pogam, then it's pogam. You don't take into account. The Pri Chadash is going to counter simply. Pri Chadash is going to say, no. Over here, you're talking about something that's inevitable. It's inevitable that the item is going to be pogam ulib sofa shviyach. If it's inevitable that the item is going to be pogam ulib sofa shviyach, then that's not called pogam now. In contrast to the case that the Shach was talking about, is when it's pogam now, but there is no salt in, so if you leave it there, it'll always be pogam. You'll need to put the salt or sugar in to make it mashpiach. That's going to be different. So that's a machlokus between the Shach and the Pri Chadash of whether you could be medamen these two cases. Akedei kach, it's hard to know. I'm not sure what the Shach would say back to the Pri Chadash, but that is this halacha. So what emerges is that when it comes to davar pogam, in general, it's a question of b'mitzius. Is it being pogam now or is it not? Unless we're talking about an item, says the Pri Chadash, that is going to get better. So then in such a case, that is going to be different. Yes?
So the Shach holding that we always look at the way it is right now.
Right.
So he would also hold the opposite of pogam as a kid, meaning a shpiach was a pogam, that at the end of it, even though it started off as shpiach.
So that was the kasha. That was our kasha. Right. What was the answer? Bittul betchilas
ha-taruvas. But the shach wouldn't agree to that.
No, he does. Why?
But he says that you need.
Because.
He needs to be betchilas
ha-taruvas. Exactly. In order to allow for that form of bittul, it needs to be betchilas ha-taruvas. That's the lumdus. Geshmak. Okay. Let's go on b'siyata d'shmaya to Siv Dalet. In order to stand the full background of Siv Dalet, we should take a look at the Beis Yosef. In fact, Siv Dalet is a little bit counterintuitive of what we would have thought, and that's what the Beis Yosef is bothered by, and we're going to have two explanations. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam. That's based on a Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches in Avodah Zarah. Let's see the Rambam. Kasav Rambam, Shemen shel goyim mutter. Vafil in espashel ein enos neser mpnei gulei goyim. Mpnei shabasar pogim es ha-shemen umasricho. So even though we know that there are times that Shemen shel goyim is asur, that was one of the gzeros that were made, but if it's cooked with shemen, with basar, so then the basar is pogim the shemen, and in such a case it's not going to make the shemen Osir. So here we have an interesting idea, and that is that when that basar and shemen don't go together, they create a bad taste. So that's what the Mechaber paskins based on the Rambam. Says the Mechaber in Siv Dalet, shemen udvash shel goyim, afal pi shei mevushal mutter, mepnei shehabasar pogim es hashemen umasricho. The basar is pogim the shemen, and it makes it bad. So even though Shemen Dvash Shel Goyim is Aser, nevertheless, in the Gemara in Lamiches, if it's done with meat, it's Masriach, it makes it bad. Now the Beis Yosef asks a very basic question, and that is, there's I think a string of restaurants in Beit Shemesh, they have a Basar...
Shem is part of Basar.
What's that?
Part of Basar.
Yeah, we know that a lot of oil and a lot of fat is good. Who thinks that... Hashamein. Who says that it's a, obviously that's fat, and shemen is something else. But we also know that that oil is not. It's not a coincidence that they both come from the same word. They have the same shorish. So ask the Beis Yosef in Sifkat and Dalit Vani Tama at the end of Sifkat and Dalit. Sheria Olam Mevashim Dvashim Abasa Lu Meshubach Meod. What does it mean that the honey is not good with the basa? He asks the same question as well in regards to the oil. So the it's really a technical question, and the Beis Yosef says V'shemi Yeshlama Sheyadei Tavum VaBitzalim Hu Mashpiach. Maybe the only time honey is good is if you have other spices, but just honey and meat, that is pogan. And therefore, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. That's what the Beis Yosef does to answer the question. If you take a look, the Gra does not answer the question that way. The Gra says in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, so this it appears on, in my edition already on the next page. It's all the way after Tezvav, and there's a bunch of likutim. Your Bir Agra, you have the regular Bir Agra, and then you have many things that start likut, right? So right before Sifkatan Yud Zayin, right before Sifkatan Yud Zayin, it says Vav Yesh Aleph, V'yesh Omrin, Ayim Mashish Agasavnu Sham, Didvash Be'en Mashpiach, Aval Habalua Pogem, Ukemo Yayin Shu B'mayim, Ushar Mashkin L'Shevach, Ubebelua Hulef Gam. So says the Gra a different answer. He says as follows. He says it depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about when the basar is be'ein, so then in such a case, then it is mashpiach. However, if we're talking about where the basar is balua, that in other words, dvash when it's be'ein is mashpiach the basar. But if it's balua, so then in such a case, it's pogain. So as a be'en, if you have dvash on you eat dvash with the meat, then that will be mashpiach. But when it's absorbed all the way into the meat, then it's going to be a problem. So it's a technical answer to the question. And the Gra has some interesting rayas in regards to wine, that we see that wine, when it's be'en, could be mashpiach, but it's belios, won't be. Of course, the Rama who disagrees is probably just disagreeing with Mitzius. V'yei Shomer, take a look at the Rama. The basar ain't a pogim dvash atzmo, rak hamashke hanasa midvash. So this is a third answer. So the Gra was mechalik between the Blios and the Be'en. The Beis Yosef was mechalik whether it's alone with its other tavlinim. The Rama, if you take a look in Darkei Moshe, gives a third answer from the Tshuvas Maharil. This appears in Sifkat and Aleph, that he says, Mashke hanase midvash is pogain. We're talking about the mashke that's nase midvash, but not the dvash itself. The Gra is not going to like that because there's no mashmos in the Rambam that we were talking about mashke hanase midvash. It sounded like we were talking about the dvash itself. So that's why the Gra's answer is liked by many. Ubemakum sheinas the gadol yesh lahachmir basar achol of biyain havelif gam mutter. That's how the mechaber concludes. The Rama excludes. Concludes.
Doesn't the Rama say the mashke?
Yeah, correct. You're correct, yes. Darche Moshe quoting the Maril, which is quoted by the Rama, 100%. Okay, so this Bisiyata Deshmaya is Sif Dalet. Sif He. In order to understand Sif He, we need quite a Gishmaka. But look, not such a long Hakdama. Sif Zayin is going to require an even longer Hakdama. Sif He requires a Hakdama that starts with a famous Rashi. Rashi on Daf Lamid Zayin, or Lamid Ches Amid Beis, in Avodah Zarah, tells us the following. Rashi tells us that when it comes to no Saint Tam Lufgam, that the period of time of a Kedera is a night, Linas Laila. If the pot hasn't been used for a night, it's already considered no Saint Tam Lufgam. It's in your booklet, the first page, Rashi halfway through the Yomid, it's circled. No Saint Tam Lufgam, Pluk Sehi Beperek Basra, V'kol Giule Akum no Saint Tam Lufgam, Sharei Nispashel Ha'iser Etmo. So if you took a guy's pot and you use it the next day, Rashi says it's already Tam Pogum, Ukfar Hufka Kaimo, V'nivsal Belina, and it's already becomes Pasal Belina. Rashi puts together the halacha of kadshim that has a problem of nifsal belina, that if it's left overnight, so then in such a case, then the kadshim has been downgraded, and therefore it comes on some level nifsal. It's not the same quality, and therefore there's a mitzvah to eat it beforehand, before alos. So too, Rashi says, the same is going to apply by Isser Veheter as well. So we have the same din of Linas Laila, just like you have a din by Kachim, you're not supposed to wait, because you're supposed to eat in its ideal form. So too, when it comes to Isser Veheter. That's the Shita of Rashi. What we're going to spend a lot of time discussing is that many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. We take a look, the Beis Yosef in Sif Katan Hey quotes that the Rush I put on the Mar Makomos for you, the Rush is in Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Simin Lamed Vav. The Rush paskins, at least that's how the Beis Yosef reads it, and the Beis Yosef quotes other Rishonim, who hold that you need 24 hours. You need what we call Me'es Lai. So that's a big machlokes, and the Mechaber is going to paskin like the Rush. However, we're going to spend a lot of time, and that's what I was saying about a long introduction to Si'if Zayin. We're going to see that the rest of our discussion today is going to be exceptions to this rule. When will it be that we'll actually follow the Shita of Rashi as opposed to the Shita of the Rush? So let's take a look at the Mechaber. Mechaber is clear. Kol kedei reshena bas yoma. If you have a pot that's an eina ben yomo, choshev taim lefgam, that's considered nosen taim lefgam. Ve'ein oseres, it doesn't oser. Nikris bas yoma, kol zman shlo shosa me'es leis achashin espat shlo boha iser. And it's called a ben yomo, as long as it has still been, the iser came in within 24 hours. But if 24 hours have passed, ain't a nikris bas yomo, then it's not called a ben yomo. And here we have the basic halachos rabbo said. We should all know this, have this on the tip of our fingers. If you cook with it when it's ain't a ben yomo, atav shel mutter davinosan tam lefgam, then in such a case, it's no same tam lefgam. Fuhu shetiyah mudeches, you have to make sure that it's clean. Shlo yeshuman al panel. Shem lo adicha asa varehi kichatichas iser shlo nifkema v'yesh matir afil bishaba kodem sheidicha. We'll get back to that shortly. So the halacha is that one needs to be careful that not to use it within 24 hours if you want the food to be mutter. Now, of course, the achronim point out, the poskim point out, that this halacha is only a halacha bidyevet. Lechatchila, you still need to kasher the kli. You're still going to need to kasher the kli. But bidyevet, if you did it, so that's going to be awesome. Who points that out? Rabbi Kiva Eger. Take a look, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sifkat and Gimel. Vimbishabak is she'ena bes yomo. Avel chatchila asu levashel. But lechatchila, you can't cook in that pot. Afin bishlo bikli. Rak safek iser midrabanan. Wow. See this, Rabbi Osai? That the chiyuv of Hagala is, even if you add a shayla of a suffix, iser midrabanan, nevertheless, there is a chiyuv to be machshir. Why? Because when are we going to be machshir? That's only going to be bidyevet. But lichatchila, then in such a case, you need, I use the word machshir in two different ways. I said machshir, I meant to be machshir, the kli for hechshir kelim, to do hechshir kelim. So we won't allow you to use the kli unless you've done hechshir kelim, even if there was a safek iser derabanan that went into the kli. Why? Because we'll only be makil if we want to know whether you could eat the food. However, if you have a safek iser derabanan, the marshdam is mechadesh, then in such a case, it requires hechshir kelim. If we paskin like this all the time, that in Yirtzeh Hashem we'll discuss after Pesach, because it could have argued, what do you mean, safek derabanan goes the kulos. Rabbi Kiva Eger is doing this to dramatize, not to get mixed up. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, you should know that there's two things over here. When we're makel, we're only being makel on the food itself, if you've cooked with it. But lechatchila, Rabbi Kiva Eger goes so far. Again, in terms of halacha lemaisa about that, remind me after Pesach to do that, but it's not our main topic in terms of understanding these halachos. Tov. So this b'siyata d'shmaya is si'if hey. Sif Hay concludes with the following psak that we follow, even though there is a yesh matirin. The Mechaber concludes that if the pot was dirty, so then in such a case, all bets are off. If the pot is dirty, so then we don't consider the food pogum. Only blios become pogum after 24 hours. But the food doesn't become pogum. And since the food does not become pogum, the halacha is that it's going to aser the food. Interestingly, there is a v'yesh matirin. There are some who disagree. The Ran is medayik that this is the shitas of Rambam, who says, afil bishul b'kodim she'edicha, even if you cook before you cleaned the mamashos off, it's going to be mutter. The Gra explains, the sphere le shekam haticha shal pia nifkam acham eis, that if you have mamashos, mamashos also becomes pogum. In other words, we know that a food does not become pogum after 24 hours. We know that Chazal said that a tam becomes pogum after 24 hours. What about a little bit of fat, of oil, of remnants of food? Does that become pogum after 24 hours or not? So the Mechaber's first day it says no. The second day it says yes, that does become pogum. The Gra points out that later on, we'll learn after Pesach, B'simen Kuf Chav Beis, Sasan Kisvar Rishona, that the first Shita is the Shita that we follow, and that is the Shita that says that even if there is a little bit, that becomes pogum. So that's why many of us are not even aware of this Deya. The moment in which there's a little bit of mamashos, one would have to be machmir. Although, you should have this Yesh Matirin in your back pocket. Let's say you had five other snifim to be mekel, you could throw this as a sixth sniff into the mekel if you have a case of a dish that wasn't entirely clean. But in Kuf Chav Beis, this doesn't even get honorable mention when discussing the status of pots. Says the Ramavim, Yeshishim negem ashadavak alav l'kulei amashari, mechadaktera inabasyom avahachinog. If there's shishim against that which is on it, so then in such a case, then certainly you could be mekel. Okay, so this is the Mechaber and the Rambam. Now, things get really exciting. Okay. In Siv Zayin, we'll skip Vav for a moment. In Siv Zayin, at first glance, the Mechaber almost seems to contradict himself. The subject, we said, of these few halachos is the amount of time for nosing tam lefgam. So we just paskin, in the Machlokis Rashi and the Rush. How did we paskin? We paskin like the Rush. The nosing tam lefgam is 24 hours. So now let's begin Siv Zayin, skip Siv Vav for a moment. Kedera shi belua mi basar v'chalav, shenis bashla bo biyachad, o b'zachazet. You have a pot that was used mistakenly for both basar v'chalav. V'kodam sh'over layla achas, huchmu bo mayim, and prior to one night passing, you heat up water, chashiva bo basyom ha'shetishim eisleis v'shosh huchmu bo mayim. So this is halacha that we've touched on already in Siman Sadi Dalit. And the halacha is that if you cook water, let's take a simple case. You had this kli was a treif kli. You cook water in this kli within 24 hours. So in such a case, we learned that the clock starts again. Why? Because the issa went out of the kli, goes back into the kli, it was reabsorbed. And you want a cheshbon 24 hours, you have to cheshbon 24 hours from the second cooking. So far, so good? So far, so good, Rabosai? Beautiful. Okay. Nu, Rabosai, ask Akasha. What's the stira between Zai and Hey? Yes?
Why is it Shavalaila?
That's right. Why did it say over Laila? That's Shitas Rashi. So here, there's a fascinating give and take within the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef says a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And this is a classic example. If you were trying to teach someone of the Derech HaPsat and the derech of being mitzdarif shitas, this would be a beautiful, beautiful example. So the Beis Yosef says as follows. Beis Yosef says, in Sif Katan Zayin, let's pick a lot, in my edition, it's about halfway through, the Ramas Velumashikas of Rabbeinu. He says as follows. Miu heicha shehi blua mi basa v'chalav. If you have a pot that was absorbed with basa v'chalav, shen spashlu biyachad, that already been cooked together, o bezachazeh, as we spoke about from Siman Sadi Dalit, if you cooked water inside, so let's use dates. On Sunday, Basar B'Cholav was cooked inside, And then on Monday morning, water was heated up. So now how do you start the cheshbon of me'es la'es? You now have to start, presumably, from Monday morning. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Chashem ki luchazim in special, isu emonim me'es la'es mishash uchma amayim. Da kule ala modim. Now everybody agrees. Shamayim nasu chatichas nevela. By the way, we're going to see the Shach has a different take on this. He doesn't say it's chatichas nasu nevela. Va'meivin yovin, we had that earlier. But he says the water becomes nevela. The basachol de'reakol chatichas nasu nevela. So the water becomes nevela. Gets a little bit of basa b'chalav. Then all of it becomes basa b'chalav. And then that goes back into the keter. So far so good, Rabbi Osai. And therefore, you had chatichas nasu nevela that went out to the water, back into the kedera, 24 hours. Oh, but says the Beis Yosef, there is a smack. The smack disagrees. This smack, by the way, appears in Simon Reish Yud Gimel. Just an editorial point. This smack is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Simon Sadi Dalit, but it's not the that's not the smack. That's how goes Rabbeinu Peretz. There was a sefer by one of the Kamonim called the Smag, and then there were comments that were written by the smack, and on the smack were comments that were written by Rabbeinu Peretz. Those are called Agos Rabbeinu Peretz. So happens to be, you look in Simon Sadi Dalit, I got thrown off. You look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes a smack that doesn't say what this smack says. So I looked it up in the Bar Ilan, and I realized that that was because that smack quoted by the Beis Yosef is Rabbeinu Peretz, who actually says something quite different. But bottom line over here, this is the smack, this is an accurate quote from the smack, because I didn't remember this from Sadi Dal. So that's okay. So the Beis Yosef says as follows: Avlofia tam shekosav smack, but the smack has a new kula, and the smack is not convinced that if you cook water inside a pot, that you start the clock anew. Take a look in the Beis Yosef. Avlofia tam shekosav smack, b'hon nami ikol mishri. Da af agav damrin and chanan. Even though normally we say chanan. That's when it falls, the Isser falls into another pot. The smack is makel. The smack says, where's their basar v'chalav? You really cooked basar v'chalav inside of here? You didn't really cook basar v'chalav. It's just a little bit of blios of basar v'chalav. So since it's just a little bit of blios of basar v'chalav, the smack is makel. Now, v'amevin yavin, when we learned Sadi Dalid, we didn't paskin like this smack. But the Beis Yosef here pulls out this smack. And he says like this. He says, a classic svek sveka. He says, number one, we have the smack, who says that you don't start the clock anew when you're only dealing with cooking water. Come on, chaticha nasas nevela in such a case, this is not a real chaticha nas nevela. What's chaticha nas nevela? Chulin, kufches, tipas chalav, shenofala chaticha, that's a royal chaticha nasas nevela. Over here, this is called the chaticha nas nevela. This, all it is, you're just cooking water, you're going to say that those blios make a nevela? How could that possibly be? So smack is makel when it comes to water in general. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, Klolei Apsaki says like this, continues, V'nir alidim kvar over alav laila achas kodim shulku amayim. What if a night already passed? I feel the blue and basa chalav ain't mona meis leis lama shashi bishul ba yisr. Kiva the ikra vusa, the sari she kvar ain't a bas yoma. Since we have Shitas Rashi who says that lina laila is enough, va'afagavdol samchira leila hatir, even though I didn't pass in that way in Simon Hay, we call mokum linyin se shaper domi lismay chalayu. But here we're going to be mitzaret, the smack, with the Shita of Rashi, and now everything reads beautifully. Back into the mechaber, zok deheling in the mechaber, kedera shi'im mibluah mibasar v'chalav. If you have a kedera that's absorbed basar v'chalav, she'in special b'yachro b'zeh ha'zeh, v'kodem she'ovra layla achas huchmo b'mayim. If you caught within that, before the night has passed, chashiva basioma, then you need to wait a full 24 hours, ashtish me'es leis v'shashu b'mayim. But the mashmos is, if the night passed, that's already enough. Why? Because you have both Rashi, who says that's enough, plus the smack, who says that this isn't going to be a problem at all. Okay. The Ramah now reads nicely as well. Says the Ramah, Avlam Avra Laila Mutter. The Ramah says, but once the night has passed, then in such a case it's going to be Mutter, because you could rely on this Tziruf. V'chein Im Avra Laila Bein Bishul Basa L'Chalav. And the same applies if the night passes between cooking meat and milk, Afagav the achakach chuchmo amayim miyad. Nami dina hachi. The same would apply because you have a smack that on water you could be mekel. Number two, you have avra laila. V'hu adin b'chala yisurim. And the same applies to all Yisurim. L'fim ad dekaimlan b'chol Yisurim chaticha nas nevela. Ooh, Rabbi Osai, everything comes together. So gishmak. How did the Mechaber Paskin by chaticha nas nevela? The Mechaber Paskin like the Shitas HaRishonim will hold that we don't say Hanan by Shar Yisurim. So that's why the Mechaber only gave the example of Basa B'chala. However, the Ramah Paskin's like the Rabbeinu Tam and others, who holds that we say Hanan by Shar Yisurim, not like Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Mechaber is following Rabbeinu Ephraim, and therefore, the Ramah throws in that the same halacha would apply in regards to Shar Yisurim. You're going to have a problem of Hanan, but if a night passes, so then in such a case, we'll be able to be mitztarif the two kulos together. That is the correct way to read the Mechaber and the Ramah. Even though that's the correct way to read the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Shach goes to town on them, and the Shach strongly disagrees. The Shach in Sifkaton Yud Ches is Lishitasa with what he writes in Simin Sadi Dalid Sifkaton Chav Beis. The Shach says that most of the poskim prior to him misunderstood the Tur and others when they say that when you cook with the water, then in such a case there's going to be a problem and you have to start a new clock. What was the reason that we said that when you cook with the water, you start a new clock? Because of chaticha nasas nevela. And that's why the Mechaber said, by basa b'chalav, it's going to be a problem. And that's why the Ramah, Pishitaso, said that when it comes to shar yisurim, it's going to be a problem as well. Comes along the shach and he says, no, this is not barnati sura. Not barnati surah, we now know what that means. Not barnati surah means that even though you had the tam basar that went into the pot, and the tam chalab that went into the pot, that was one nesinas tam, and then you have another nesinas tam into the water, and then you have another nesinas tam back into the walls, and then you have another nesinas tam in when you cook your part of the thing that is now going to become basar b'chalab, so you should say that you already have many, many different nesinas tams, no Heter. Why? Because that's not Barnat Yisur. We learned that you only have not Barnat when you have not Barnat de Tera, not when you have not Barnat de Yisur. So comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that this is not correct. Take a look, the Shach, that's the Shach's concluding line. The truth is, I would highly encourage you to go through the whole Shach during Seder. It's a beautiful, beautiful Shach. But the critical part, in terms of the Shach's unique Shita, is the last four lines in the Shach. Mikol makom beikra din shesvir leil hamechaber v'harav da'akder shebulu abasa chalav darmin chaticha nas nevela eini moidelahem. He's very sharp. I don't agree with them. Dezed dami l'shari surim kivan shekvar nesar. No, this has nothing to do with Hanan and whether we say Hanan by basa b'chalav shari surim. This is not barnat the isura, and therefore you can't be medayik that the Mechaber is only talking about Basa B'chol. We had a geshmak deal. The Mechaber is Lishitaso. So the Shach says, yeah, it might have been what the Mechaber was thinking, but he's wrong. But he shouldn't have just said Basa B'chol. The same should apply Shar Yisurim. And the Ramah should also not get involved whether this is Shar Yisurim or not. This, everybody would agree, is a problem of not Barnat Yisurim. And that's what he makes reference to when he says, L'kmoshe kasavnu b'simin sadi dal sif katan chav beis. And that comes out, the Shach has a chumrah. The Shach says, therefore, even Mechaber should hold that the halacha is that you need to start a new clock. You're going to have to start a new clock. So therefore, that is not going to be correct. So even though the Mechaber and the Ramah were going with the Svek Sveka of the Smak and Rashi, the Shach says there's entirely new Cheshbon that you need to take into account, and that's not Barnat Disura. And once you're taking not Barnat Disura into account, then in such a case, then you would have to wait even Me'es La'es. For not Barnat Yisura. That's the Mechab. That's how the Shach comes out, la halacha. Okay. Beautiful. There was a Ha'ara, questions? Okay. A couple more things in regards to the Psak of the Chachmas Adam. Take a look at how the Chachmas Adam path applies one of these Shailas. If you take a look at Nun Hey Hey in your booklet, the Chachmas Adam says as follows. Venirli, to who adin afilu kli shehiv shilu bo chalav hayom, va'avar alav laila, ulamachar bishlo basar, ve'ena yodeyem kvar avar me'es le'esav shemu wadayin telchav tel shos, yesh lahatir behefsin meruva. So in regards to the machlokas between the Rashi and the Rosh of how we paskin, is Linas Laila enough, or do you need 24 hours? So the Chachmas Adam paskins like the Rosh, you need 24 hours like we saw, but you saw over here already the kink in the armor of the Rosh, that we saw that we were already starting to be Mitzdarib Svek Svekos. So once the Mechaber started being Mitzdarib Svek Svekos, even if the Shach will disagree with this Svek Sveka for technical reasons, at the end of the day, the Svek Sveka in of itself is legitimate, and the Chachmas Adam says, I'll create another practical suffix. This comes up every once in a while. You're not sure if there was a full 24 hours. So says the Chachmas Adam, you could rely that on that as a Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe 24 hours passed. Number two, maybe we paskin like Rashi, and as we saw, the Beis Yosef was already willing to use that. So that means you now have two mekoros that we see that as a tziruf of a Svek Sveka, you'd be allowed to combine, if you had a shaila in regards to no Saint Tam Lefgam, you could use Rashi in a Shas Hatchak. Okay, another couple of technical halachos. If you take a look in the Pri Megadin, in Simin Tzadi Tes, Sif Katan Zayin, Sif Seidas, Tzadi Tes Zayin, the Pri Megadin discusses the following. All the way at the end, he says, Yeroyali Hamivashel Bemazid Vikteras Iser She'ena Basyoma Aser Hatashel Kadim Mivatal Isidra Bonan. He says something really interesting. What happens if someone knows that they're not allowed to use a pot that's 24 hours, that has Tam Pogum, but they do it anyhow? So how do you look at that? Is the food mutter, or is the food aser? Someone knows that they're supposed to kasher their kli, but they say, you know what? You know, I'm going to be the lahavdil. Maybe it's not lahavdil. It's exactly the same thing. There's a new movement, which is a terrible movement, which is saying, you know what? Yeah, there are some people who are not going to keep Hilchos Nida entirely. So you know what? Let's teach them the din d'oraisa. Forget about the din d'rabbanan. Let's teach them. I'm not saying that there isn't extreme cases where that's done with Bali Chula and so on. What I'm very nervous about is people who are advocating, you know, so, well, people aren't so religious nowadays anyhow, so let's throw out Maseches Nida. You know, let's go back, just go back to the Psukim. What do I mean by that? That according to Dine Torah, a woman who has her menstrual cycle is Tame for 7 days, and that's it, and then she goes to the mikvah. So some people are saying, Let's teach that. For people who aren't as religious, let's give up on teaching them the entire 12 days. Again, in extreme cases, I think there are, Adam Gadol could say, to do such a thing. But I'm scared of it as a mass movement. So similarly, you have someone who says, I know the din is that the pot is only treif for 24 hours. So I'll use pots from meat and milk, but I'll use it within 24 hours of each other. Use it 24 hours. So what's the halacha? I'm just adding another din. Now that we're learning the din of Nosei Tam Lefgam and Pats, what's the halacha? So Prima Gadim in Yeroy Ali says, Hamavashal b'mezid b'kteris iser she'ena basyoma osar tashal k'dim v'atel sederabonim. The problem is that they're relying on bittel. Eim v'atel nisle chatchila. So that's the psak. It should be noted, that's the Prima Gadim's psak. He quotes a Chuvas bin Yamin Zev that says that he was Mekel. He was Mekel on the Tavshul Bidiyavit. So you should know that that's a big machlokus of how to look at it. Va'amevin yavin, that might have also been a nafkamina between the Ran and the Rajba. Are you going to consider this emavatlan isalichatchilo or not? According to the Ran, there's room to say that's not going to be considered emavatlan iser lichatchilo. That is that prima gadim.
According to that prima gadim, even if it's not like a hefsid meruba, maybe he would still be able to be okay there. Or?
So he's totally against it. He quotes this Binyamin Ze'ev, who said the Binyamin Ze'ev. Yeah, I don't think we rely on this Binyamin Ze'ev.
Yeah.
I don't think we rely on it. Yeah. Yeah. So, what's that? The prima gadim, you got to go all the way back to Tzadi Tes Zayin Nasif Seidas, the last few lines. The last few lines over there, that's where he discusses it. One more example is the Gilyon Marsha. One more interesting case. What happens if a goy cooked in, you know that the goy's pot, wow, this, man, if you get this in the wrong hands, this could be, wow. Just hit me right now. So I guess I had to look at someone who could do that. No, I'm joking. So the Gilyon Marsha says as follows. Reb Shlomo Eger says as follows. What happens if you know a goy cooked in a chazer pot, but you know for sure it was tam pogum? Are you allowed to buy this food and eat it? Says Reb Shlomo Eger, va'af liknos migoy lo mikri lechatchila. Even to buy from a guy, that's not called lichatchila.
If he didn't have you in mind.
So what does it mean lichatchila in the context over here? Let's make sure we read this Rav Shlomo Eger properly. Yud Gimel. So he says, the Mechaber said, "Ven bishol bakishena bas yoma hatav shel mutter tahavi nos in tam lefkam." And Rav Shlomo Eger says, "Va'af liknos migoy." Lo mikri lechatchila. Taz simin kufches sif katan dalit. So let's take a look at that taz. Umikol makom aminig liknos min agoyim dvarim avushon miklaim shein ben bishol goyim distan klaim eni biyomo va'af opid nos in tan lefkam also lechatchila mikol makom lo chashvin in akniya lechatchila. Wow. So the taz, it's not really Rav Shlomo Eger's fault, it's a taz. In Simin Kuf Ches Sif Katan Dalid, it says you could buy a goy's food if it was cooked in Eina Ben Yomo pot. I wouldn't try this at home, and I wouldn't tell it to people who could abuse this. But this is a great example of when you learn the halacha, you have a terem that no people would ever have imagined. Can you imagine if we would tell our grandmothers that? You could a goy cooked in a chazer pot, but you know for sure the chazer pot was not used for 24 hours, and the goy wants to sell it to you, you could buy it from him. The Taz says it'll only be apply to that is not doesn't that it's not doesn't it's not called bishul akum because the goy wasn't cooking for you. The Taz actually has an example we're going to discuss after Pesach, and that is roasted walnuts. Roasted walnuts, roasted nuts. Oh, it's an afkamina for dates in New York City. If a person goes on a date in New York City, they told me that one of the things is buying roasted nuts in Central Park. So we were mefalpil then on both the kashrus as well as bishalakam. So that was an interesting discussion that we had at the time. So that's this taz in kuf ches dalid. Rav Shlomo Eger says that's not a problem. Of Eim of Atlan Isil Chatchila, that's quite a chiddush. Okay, Emir Tzeshem on Wednesday, we'll have to go to another room because I think Rav Ben Narsh says Shir on. Oh no, he says Shir's. I'm not sure. We'll have to find out, but we might have to go to another room for Shir on Wednesday. The other, oh, you're getting a tremendous treat that I'm going to miss out on because I'm not here. On Thursday, Amir Tzeshem Rav Shechter is going to be saying Shir. If you want him to say on Yoreh Deh, you could go rally. Rav Ben Narsh spoke to him, so you could go rally what you like the topic. I'm sure Rav Shechter, I think he appreciates knowing in advance, although he could definitely do it last minute as well. So Thursday, there's Shir at 3 o'clock. If for whatever reason you suggest that we should not have Shir again until Monday, that's fine. My radar tells me since today wasn't too complicated of a topic. And we still have to wrap up Nosein Tam Lefgam. And Simin Kuf Dalet is an easy simin. It's a short simin. So I think we could do it by Wednesday, but I'm awaiting your feedback as far as that's concerned. You tell me what your preference is. If your preference is to have more Seder time, that's totally fine with me.